Different ways.
Sound?
Nah, just different way. I don't know, a snake, you know, like chicken snakes and all, you know, they eat rats and they eat, you know, rabbits and all. And all you gotta do is, you know, just like that. You got to be where you know the snakes are, you know. You gotta be in the barn and down in the slough or out there where you used to throw the old rubber tires. You know they're there anyway. And it takes a while because snakes are pretty slick, man. Well, in more ways than one. And you, you know, like I said, you can smell them. Yeah, uh-huh. For a guy with no ears, they're pretty slick, you know.
Okay. What about if you wanted to get your horse ready to go somewhere, put on the bridle and saddle and all that, you say you're going to?
You're saddling him up.
Mm-hmm. What about if you were going to get him ready to hook him up to the buggy?
Well, are you still hooking him up?
What about harness?
Well, you harnessing him up, you know.
Okay. For a buggy already? Just
yeah,
a
you know. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay.
Get him ready to plow, you know.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
What about the things you hold in your hand when you're riding?
The reins. Mm-hmm. Bridle reins, and of course, if you're plowing, it's plow lines.
What am I asking next? What about what you put your feet in?
Stirrups, which rhymes with syrup, you know, which means you better stick to it, you know.
We were full of it this morning.
Oh, man. Well, you know, this old city lady went out to the farm one time, and this farmer asked her, said, do you want a saddle with a horn or without a horn? She said, well, hell, it don't seem to be much traffic out here. I guess I can do without one, you know. Oh, wow. Sorry about that. I know you didn't come here for fun and games.
No, no, this is terrific. What about, this is the liveliest interview you ever had, if you had two horses hitched to a wagon, anything in particular you would call the horse on the right?
I mean, you know, like lead horse? I mean, if you had like four horses, you know? You know, something like that, you know, your lead side.
Four, which one exactly is he the one?
Well, usually you have your pick. Yeah, yeah, that's where most people put him because right's a strong side, right? I mean, it's the old genealogical theory of libido versus ego. I don't know. Crap on Freud. I don't think he knew what he's doing, sitting around and played with himself all the time. But, you know, you had old Red or old Jim or old Nig. Nig was the black one, you know. Got that? Yeah.
Say this expression, if something's not right near at hand, you say it's just a little over.
Mm-hmm. Just a little far over.
Okay.
What do you mean?
Just a little ways?
Yeah, just a little ways over. Mm-hmm. Over yonder. Yonder is a big word.
Okay. Say if you've been traveling and you've not yet finished where you're going. Say if you've got to go to Nashville and you stopped in Jackson. You still
if I was going to Nashville, stopped in Jackson, I went the wrong way, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, I know what you mean. You know, still got a little piece to go, you know. It's the old joke of the guy, his wife hollers, where are you going? He said, going down the road for a little piece. And she didn't know, right? Yeah. She pulled a gun and said, you son of a bitch, you too. You ain't going nowhere.
Okay. Something is very common. You don't have to look for it in a special place. You say you find that just about.
Just about anywhere.
Okay.
Or anywheres.
All right. If I fell down and fell that way, you'd say I fell.
Frontwards, forward,
okay, that way.
Backwards, or backwards, fell back.
Uh-huh.
They used to, now they'd say, you know, we y'all going summers, which was short for somewheres,
right.
You know,
right.
Summers.
Say if you've been fishing, just had miserable luck, and that's the first thing somebody asks you, well, how did you do? What did you probably say?
Mm-hmm. Not too good. Had a bad day.
Yeah. You ever heard people around here say anything like, well, I didn't catch nary a one?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Nary a one. Well, a lot of times now, we use that kind of stuff in kind of a joking-like manner. You know what I mean? I say, man, I ain't seen hide in her hair, that scutter. Well, you know, I would say that around anybody, you know, but they know exactly what I mean. This is the funny thing about, like I was talking about my Spanish friend a while ago, we started talking about that, to give you an idea of how we Americans use words. You know, we got 49 dozen words that mean the same thing. And Benny Peacock came up, and Guillermo Flores, who was from Honduras, and I wish I could see him. He was a great guy. Had a crush on Marcia. She was cute. Man, she was cute. Well, Benny Peacock was the kind with his hair 3 inches over his ears, the glasses that looked like the bottom of a Coke bottle, you know. I mean, it would have looked all right if he'd have combed his hair different and worn a different kind of glasses. I mean, you know, no shame. He just needed to, you know, look at himself and say, hey, I'm going to turn this around a little bit. His pants were up to high over his ankles, you know, high waters and white socks. And a